Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show, guys. It's Free For All Friday. Today, the phone lines will be open, and we're going to be talking about whatever it is that you want to talk about. That number to call is 646-716-7106. That number again is 646-716-7106. Guys, I'm definitely going to talk a little bit about what we tapped into yesterday before we talked to Mayor Walker Reed in Gastonia, North Carolina. But I definitely want you guys to listen to the clip that in its entirety that I was going to play, or that I started to play yesterday, of Dr. King. And we're going to get down and dirty. There's going to be some hurt feelings. And for some of you who definitely follow the show, you know that we are going to keep it 100 on this show. We're going to talk about the problems in the community. That's what I want to talk about. We're going to talk about those problems in the community. We're going to talk about why we can't do the things that we need to do or get accomplished in the community, especially the Black community, because of that silly little thing called jealousy and a bunch of envious feelings towards one another, which is absolutely ridiculous. There's a lot of things that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about yesterday. I did say something, let me go back and fix that. I did say something about Rutherfordton County, but I think it's Polk County. And I'm getting a little bit more details into what's going on up there. And you guys are going to be shocked to see what the people in this county are having to deal with because of this international horse track that's up there, whatever you want to call it. I'll get the correct name soon, but I tell you, it's really sad, and it needs to be talked about because there's things that are just not right. And I'm telling you, if we don't start sticking up for one another, we're going to fall for everything, guys. We're going to fall for everything. And I'm just not down with that. My thing is to definitely uplift those that need some help. And in return, I need help too. You know, that's why I give y'all this platform, so we can combine our minds and do things on another level that nobody else is willing to do. That's what this show is about. This show is not anti. It's not a Black show. It's not a white show. It's not a, you know, whatever. It's not that. This show's for everybody. And I think those that have followed this show since 2009 know that we definitely make sure that we take care of one another on this show, and we also never try to get off this show without finding some solutions to some of those problems that we have. And, you know, that's just all it is about it. That's all it is to it. This show is for you guys. Free Fall Friday. And this is what I do when we have Free Fall Friday. I love to hear from you guys. I open the phone lines, and you guys have a lot that you want to say. And I want you to say it. I want you to say it. We're going to open up those lines. We're going to talk a little bit about some things. I'm going to finish that clip that I started yesterday, and we're going to talk. You know, I might have the Black community a little mad at me in a little bit, but it's okay. It's all in love, guys, because we're going to get through this together. That's what it's all about. We have to. If we don't, then we're going to suffer, and we're going to fall, And we don't want that. Our young people are already showing us up. We don't want them to continue showing us up. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Guys are definitely live today.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. That number again is 646-716-7106. Before we went to the break, just talking a little bit about Free Fall Friday. This is where I want to hear what you have to say. You know, call in. I'll put you on, and we'll talk about whatever subject you want to talk about. This show is an open forum. But real quick, I want to touch a little bit on a conversation I had on yesterday's show with the mayor of Gastonia, Mr. Walker Reed. Very, very, very promising future for Gastonia, the city of Gastonia, the surrounding areas, under the leadership of this gentleman. And, you know, I find it interesting. I find it real interesting that we have a lot of naysayers. And it's not from one specific community, but it's a lot of the people run around spitting rhetoric that they don't really understand what they're talking about. A lot, they're flat out lying. We'll just put it like that. We got people that's looking down on the city, which I don't understand. Why would you look down and talk bad about the city that you live in? If you don't like the city you live in, leave. If you don't like the leadership that's in place, get off your couch and vote. I think people are so quick to not give change a chance to where it's starting to put a dim light on the way we, some people, are millennials. And to be quite honest, right now, they're leading us because they're doing what they should be doing right now. They're doing everything that they need to do. And, you know, I feel bad that we didn't even try to help them. So what else is there to do? We got to follow their lead now? But I don't understand why you would talk about a mayor that's open, very transparent, I should say, and looking for the betterment of our young people versus a mayor that stayed hid or hidden. I'm going to be honest, guys. Before the new mayor took place, the old mayor, I never talked to him. Never knew how to get in touch with him. Reached out a couple of times, but no one returned my calls. But this mayor is very vocal and very, how you should say, really looking for an outlook for our young people, have started to strategize with our young people and put them in place so that they can be successful, so our city can be successful. And, you know, he is an African-American male, but African-American mayor, that is. But on the same token, he's everybody's mayor. And the man has said this over and over and over and over again. But you know what? It's okay. Because those that stand against you, I promise, will be the ones in the end clapping and begging for you to stay. That's how it goes. Some people jump on a negative bandwagon, and I don't understand why, because that negativity will take you nowhere. That negativity will get you nowhere. That negativity will let you see how miserable you can really be in life. But people choose that way. I choose not to be that way. I choose to help everyone. The ones that will let me help them, I should say that. You know, I hear some of the things that people say about this show and about the issues that we take up, and they want to talk about how this is a pro-black show, and it's not. And anybody that knows me know that this show's platform is open for everybody, whether you black, white, green, blue, purple, doesn't matter. This show is open for you. This show is for you. This is why I do this show, so people can get the information out that they need to get out that they can't get out any other way. So, speaking of that, let me talk to the black community a second. We started to talk yesterday a little bit about our leaders in the community, in the urban city, in the urban communities, and why they are so unsuccessful at this point, and why we continue to follow bad leaders. Now, nothing gets under my skin worse than people jumping up, hooping and hollering about Dr. King's holiday and about Dr. King's death, and in the same breath doing the negative overtones that they do, taking the negative overtones that they do. And I'm going to say some of the spiritual places of worship here in Gastonia are very guilty of it, because they live in a glass house, and I don't understand how you can be a man of God or woman of God or the faith or the cloth or however you want to say it and turn around and look down on people because they don't feel and think the same way that you do. They don't pray the same way that you do. And that goes for those that are in the mosque. If you look down on other faiths because they don't pray like you, that's wrong. And those are things that are hurting our urban communities, because the church used to be the cornerstone of the community. What happened to that? I'll tell you what happened to that. We got too many that's real willing to sit behind the pulpit and not want to come out from behind that pulpit, get in the community and get to know the young people, get to know what's going on, get to know what the problems and struggles really are. Pass around a plate. We're not going to go there. Yesterday we talked about Dr. King and everyone celebrating his death. Which that aggravates me in itself. We march until our feet are sore, and nothing's getting accomplished but TV time. And, you know, I want you to listen. I'm going to play this clip in its entirety. I don't want it to offend nobody, because it's not meant to offend anyone. But we're going to talk about this clip. And I'm going to show you how this clip has really told the tale of the urban community in this day and age, 50 years later. So listen to this clip of Dr. King.
I have a dream. My four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
I must confess that that dream that I had that day has at many points turned into a nightmare. Now, I'm not one to lose hope. I keep on hoping. I still have faith in the future. But I've had to analyze many things over the last few years, and I would say over the last few months. I've gone through a lot of soul-searching and agonizing moments. And I've come to see that we have many more difficult days ahead, and some of the old optimism was a little superficial, and now it must be tempered with a solid realism. And I think the realistic fact is that we still have a long, long way to go, and that we are involved in a war on Asian soil, which, if not checked and stopped, can poison the very soul of our nation. I'm not going to say that all of our problems will be solved if the war in Vietnam is ended, but I do say that the war makes it infinitely more difficult to deal with these problems. When a nation becomes obsessed with the guns of war, it loses its social perspective, and programs of social uplift suffer. This is just a fact of history, so that we do face many more difficulties as a result of the war. It's much more difficult to really arouse a conscience during a time of war. That is something about a war like this that makes people insensitive. It dulls the conscience. it strengthens the forces of reaction, and it brings into being bitterness and hatred and violence. I think the biggest problem now is that we got our gains over the last 12 years at bargain rate, so to speak. It didn't cost the nation anything. In fact, it helped the economic side of the nation to integrate lunch counters and public accommodations. It didn't cost the nation anything to get the right to vote established. Now we are confronting issues that cannot be solved without costing the nation billions of dollars. Now, I think this is where we're getting our greatest resistance. They may put it on many other things, but we can't get rid of slums and poverty without it costing the nation something. I feel that nonviolence is really the only way that we can follow, because violence is just so self-defeating. A riot ends up creating many more problems for the Negro community than it solves. You can, through violence, burn down a building, but you can't establish justice. You can murder a murderer, but you can't murder through violence. You can murder a hater, but you can't murder hate. And what we are trying to get rid of is hate and injustice and all of these other things that continue the long night of man's inhumanity to man.
When we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
I can't think of something that's more powerful at this moment to listen to. Now, yesterday I did go in pretty hard on the leaders in the black community and how they are taking the vulnerability of those that come to them in need and exploit them just to get some TV time, just to get them to sign up for their memberships, just to get them to sign up for their little groups, just to get them to stand behind them in front of the cameras. Hint, y'all know who I'm talking about, but it's okay. They need to understand that these are not true leaders. If these leaders can't come into your community when things are going semi-okay, if these leaders can't put things together in your community just to be putting them together to give the young people some out. Local law enforcement, then why are they doing it? You know, there's a problem with the way we think right now and with the way that we are teaching our young people to think in the communities right now. I have lots of great friends that are police officers. And I do know that there's some out there that are not good officers. Guys, what we have to remember, what we have to teach our young people, is that just like me as a young black man, I don't want someone to see a younger black man with his pants hanging down to his kneecaps, which is absolutely ridiculous to me, and broken speech, and they think that because he is like that, I'm like that, or my children are like that. We got to think about that when we start thinking about labeling people. And our young people, I don't know, some of our young people, especially in the black men, what is wrong with you young men? Who in their right mind can wear skinny jeans and sag with skinny? I don't understand that. That is the weirdest look I ever seen in my life, to walk around with some tight pants on. A boy, you a boy, and you wearing tight pants and you trying to sag on top of that. What kind of thug life is that? I've never seen nothing like that. But that's what we're seeing right now. And I know I went off into left field, but I tell you guys, this is what happens when we talk on Free For All Friday. There's so many things that I think about that I want to talk about, that I want to get solutions to. But we need help. Getting back to our community leaders, our fake community leaders, the ones that's leading some of the people astray, that hide behind the shield of God. And you're going to have to pay for that too. I don't understand it. They're nowhere to be found when there's nothing going on. But when there's something going on, the first thing they want to do is come into a community and start marching. Gather at all the churches. Make it a church issue. Stand behind the cameras. Give a couple of few words that sound strong and powerful, but never move on those words. Take money from those that cannot really afford to pay them. But yet and still, when they leave the communities are still in shambles. Elderly people scared to come out on their porches and sit. Stand in their front door windows and they can look and see drugs being sold in the community. Teenage prostitution. Teenage pregnancy. At an alarming rate in the community. But yet and still, we give these people who call themselves community leaders a pass. A pass that they don't deserve. Until we can start demanding and seeing a better quality of life for some of the poor communities. Now, this is for all poor communities in the nation. Black, white, green, blue, purple. It don't matter. Until we can start seeing better types of living for the people that live in these poor communities. But guys, it starts with you. You got to learn how to get in there and vote. Get the people in office that you want in office. You got to understand that. That's the only way that things are going to get better is if you start exercising your right to vote and knowing who to vote for. Quit being a fad voter. Quit being someone that you go ask who you're voting for and they tell you, you say, yeah, I'm voting for them too. You don't know a thing about that person. Stop doing that. I'm telling you, our young people are showing you the way. They're speaking in numbers. They're speaking in unified numbers. And this is not only black children or white children or Asian children or Spanish-speaking children. This is all of them combined. Showing up in huge numbers. And you think somebody's listening? Yeah, they're listening. They got the attention that they want. And what did Dr. King say? He says the only way you can combat violence is with love and nonviolence. And these young people are combating it with love and nonviolence. And it's working. So if they can do that, why can't we do that as adults? We should be steamrolling this. We should be heading this. We should be showing them the way. Instead, they're showing us the way. I don't understand it. Number to call, 646-716-7106. Guys, you definitely need to think about these things. These are things that are happening right under our noses. You got 646-716-7106. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
There's a new taste coming to town, and it's called Crispy Crunchy Chicken. That's right, Crispy Crunchy Chicken, located at the Lucky 7 Food Mart on 2230 North New Hope Road in Gastonia, North Carolina. On September 30th, the rich Cajun recipe of Crispy Crunchy Chicken will invade your taste buds, and remember, you buy, we fry. Crispy Crunchy Chicken, coming to a mouth near you.
Ancestrais, me vi de perto, nu como um deserto, errante navegante no mar sem fim. Foi quando vi ela ancorar no cais. Do meu olhar, ela é a expressão da paz. É ardentia, pura simetria. Minha deusa Vênus.
Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No.
No.
Oh.
Oops. Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class.
Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute-Minute Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Yay!
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call 646-716-7106. That number again is 646-716-7106. Guys, I was talking to some of the people in the chat room on Facebook and in the other chat room that I got on the show's webpage. They were asking me about the Independent Artist Festival. And we've had four of them. And they've been very successful. They've been very entertaining. And it's been for the community. I'm really saddened to the point that there's not, there's people who still didn't know about it. They should, because it's a great night where our young people and some of the old people, I hate to call them old, but they come and perform whatever craft they have. We give them a stage and a platform to showcase and you know, sell their music, if that's the case may be, sell their art, if that's the case, whatever it is, we give them a platform to get some notoriety. And, you know, it's not all hip hop or nothing like that. I don't want you to think that, because in the past we've had, we've had gospel. We had bluegrass. We've had hip hop, R&B, spoken word. We've had musicians come on the show. Very, very talented people. And, you know, a lot of those people are right here in this area. And they just don't have the means or the way to get their talent out. That's what I give them. So I need the support. We're gonna have this festival with or without the support of some people. We're gonna have it, even if I have to do things my way again by myself. It's okay, because that's what I really want to see happen, is people get the notoriety that they should get. Last year at the festival, we gave away some J Radio Show awards. And I think some of those awards were, one was for was to Ken Lemon from WSOC Channel 9. Another was for Officer Jonathan Marr with the Gaston County Police. You know, we recognize him. We recognize Dre Rock and some more people. But this year it's going to get even better. We need to continue to uplift one another. And this year, I'm hoping to get our newly elected mayor in Gastonia to get involved and to see to what capacity that this festival has, what hold it has on the community. It's a very good thing. Now, before we left, we was talking a little bit about the community. And we were talking about how these fake leaders in the community have done nothing but lead people astray. I don't want to be too negative, but I am going to tell the truth. And if we don't stop putting our time and effort into fake community leaders that are not doing what they're supposed to, and we're not holding them accountable, then we're going to continue to fall. And I don't want to be a part of our young people failing. I've said it before on the show that for them to be successful, we have to instill knowledge and discipline. We have to instill knowledge and discipline. And that's not happening. Because if it was, like I said before, we wouldn't have so many young boys walking around here with tight jeans on, sagging, talking about they thug life. I don't know what kind of thug, where that thug life come from, but there's nothing thuggish. You think I'm going to be scared of somebody with some tight jeans on coming up to me, sagging, talking about doing something to me? Man, no. No. That's a problem. That's a problem in our community. It's a problem in all communities. I'm not only seeing black guys do it, I'm seeing white guys do it, I'm seeing Spanish-speaking guys do it, I see Asian guys, and I don't understand for the life of me why y'all got those tight jeans on and thinking you hard. Ain't nothing hard about some tight jeans and sagging. Anyhow. off the air, we was talking about, I was saying a little bit about something that's going on, that's going to be going on in Georgia. I don't have all the details now. So what I'm going to do is over the weekend, I'm going to get all the details and I'm going to get everything. And on Monday's show, we're going to talk about it. And I might even be able to reach someone in that town where this is getting ready to pop off and have them come on the show and see if they're willing to explain to us why in the world are they letting this happen in 2018. That's all I'm going to give you. You got Friday's Monday show to get the bulk of what I am going to expose you to. You will not believe it. You won't believe it. Absolutely ridiculous. Number to call 646-716-7106. Free for all Friday, guys. I'm telling you, we have to pay attention to what's going on right now. Right now is a very crucial time. If you're not registered to vote, get your behind out there and get registered to vote. I don't care. I'm not telling you who to vote for. And I'm not telling you what party you need to be affiliated with or whatever the case may be. I'm telling you, you need to get out there and vote. Don't sit around complaining if you're not going to be a part of the solution. And that's so many. You know, I sit in a barbershop a lot. And I can't show you now because my head is, like, really nappy right now. But I listen to some of the people that come to barbershops. And I had one guy tell me that his vote don't matter. They already predetermined what's going to happen. And I'm really dumbfounded. There are people who actually think that. Think their vote doesn't count. It does. I know with all the hoopla we've had this last election, guys, it will make you second guess some things, but trust me, there are places where the vote really makes a difference. Well, it makes a difference all over the nation, but if the more people we get involved in voting, which I don't think we're going to have a problem with our young people because they're active, they're excited, they're hungry, they want things to happen right now, and you know, the violence in the community's got to stop. We got to demand for it to stop. You know, I get really nervous about some of the young people that have to grow up with some of the stuff that they're going to be faced with. And then you got, you know, old heads just not giving them the knowledge and discipline that they need. They're just letting them run around here and letting some of these new rap groups raise their children. Which I'm not even going to get into the rap right now because I think it's absolutely ridiculous what's going on. But I'm going to play another clip. And I just want your thoughts on it. I just want your thoughts on it. We're going to play another clip. We're going to take a commercial. I have to take another commercial right quick. Let me say this. Thank you, Little Rock, Chicago, South Philly. I forgot you guys yesterday. South Philly. Oh, my goodness. Houston. Man, we got so many. Seattle and Bakersfield, California. I'm sorry if I
energize that. Thank you for continuing to push so on the air following the show. And New Jersey, and New York, actually, also. It means a lot. But I need to get out here in Charlotte. I need to be on V101.9 because they have no substance right now. I need to be on there right now. So we need to flood them and tell them to put this show on the air in the area that I am in. I got other states on it, and I can't get my own state to do it, my own area to do it, and I don't understand that. We on iHeartRadio, but I can't get on V101.9. I need you guys to flood them and ask them, look, what's it going to take to get this show on a local station here so we can hear them daily? I promise you guys, if I get on there, we will not be it will not be a boring show. I promise you. It will be a very informative show for you guys. Like I've always done it. Number to call, 646-716-7106. When we come back, I'm going to play a little clip real quick before we close out the show. Well, we got time, and we'll be able to talk about it a little bit. All right? You guys are definitely, definitely live in the day with Jay.
Crazy, yeah. We gon' love tonight, baby.
guys, I'm toying with the idea of playing this clip. I want to play it, but I don't want to play it because it's going to tie into everything that I'm talking about on Monday's show. And, you know, it's a clip from Dick Gregory. You know, we've had Dick on the show quite a lot before he passed away. But, I don't think I'm going to give it to you. I'm not going to give it to you today. I'm not going to give it to you, but I am going to give it to you Monday when we talk about what's going on in Georgia. And I promise you guys, you're going to scratch your head and you're going to look at yourself or the person sitting beside you and say, well, are we in 2018 or are we in 1818? I'm telling you, you are going to be amazed on Monday's show when we talk about this. I don't want you to do is forget about some of the things that we talked about earlier on today's show. You know, we have to embrace the change that is good in our areas, in our communities across the nation. We have to. If we don't, then we're setting ourselves up for failure. We're setting our young people up for failure. When you have someone that is in your midst that has shown you that they are for the advancement and the success of our young people, and you turn and give them negative rhetoric, what do you expect out of that? What do you expect for the young people that are listening to you spit this negative rhetoric about someone that they look up to? And I'm talking to Gastonia right now. We're going to have to do better. We're going to have to do better with who we are listening to when it comes to the future of our city. If you're going to sit around and pop your gums with somebody who has no idea what's going on in the city, what the history of the city is, what the history of the people who are sitting on the places, on the chairs that can change things in the city, if you're going to sit and listen to somebody who's dumbfounded, then guess what? They're going to make you just as dumbfounded as they are. And there's no future in that. You know, I don't want to dwell back into yesterday's show, but I had Mayor Reed on the show yesterday. And I want you guys to go back. If you haven't listened to that show, go back and listen to that show on demand. You can listen to all the shows for free on demand. Just go to the show's website. And listen to what the vision this man has for our city in Gastonia. And if you can tell me, I want you to email me, jradioshow.com. I want you to email me and let me know if you have a smarter, more reliable, more diverse, more unified plan. And I will give you this whole hour on this show. Now, in saying that, don't think you're going to be able to tell me just any old mess and you're going to get on the show and spit nothing but negativity. We know how to cut you off on here. But I promise you, I will not have anyone that can. Because if that's the case, then maybe you would be in a position of power, a position to be able to make some things happen. And you know what? I know who you are. You guys are sitting around conversing and talking and spreading this and spreading that. Try spreading something positive for once in a change. This era is all about positivity. Positivity. And if you guys, as Spike Lee says, if you can't get on the bus, you're going to get left behind. I'm all about progress, y'all. You know this. That's what this show is about. But I was talking to a young man earlier, and his hurt for people in the Gastonia area that badly about the area you live. I don't understand that. If you don't like Gastonia, leave. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people here that loves the city, love the people that are put in charge of the city, and stand behind the people and want progress and want success for our young people and the people that are here. I'm one of those. Get on the bus. If you don't know what that means, look it up. I'd like to take the time now to thank everyone that follows the show, that listens to the show. Guys, I do this show for you. I have this platform, and I want this platform to be the people's platform. We're going to talk about things. When they happen, we're going to talk about them. When they're not happening, we're going to talk about things that we want to see happen. But I thank you for continuing to follow the show and support the show. I still need the support. I still need the support. But this show is created for you. And if it wasn't for you, I probably would not be doing this show. And so as I tell you each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. If you haven't done anything, tell somebody you hadn't seen in a long time, or tell somebody you don't know you love them, because you never know if you have tomorrow to do that. We're not promised tomorrow. Guys, you got to check out Monday's show. Have a great weekend, and I promise you that we will be doing some great things. You guys have definitely been live. Hey, Monday, have a good weekend.